Yeah, genetically modified corn is safe, it's efficient, it's sustainable, it's productive, and there is not a single case of any negative impacts that have come from a genetically modified corn. So we certainly want to reiterate the safety of those crops that we grow here in the United States, and just to recognize the importance of that corn trade between the United States and Mexico. There was a study that just came out this week from World Perspectives that showed that should this ban go into effect, and this study assumed that all genetically modified corn would be banned by 2024, it would have huge economic impacts for both Mexico and the United States. Starting with Mexico, the price of corn overall would raise 19%. The price of tortillas made from the white corn that is imported from the United States would go up by 16%. Access to food and food security is such an important issue for Mexico, and this would have a devastating impact on their people, along with a reduction in GDP, economic output, job loss, and also labor income would go down as well. So for the United States, on the corn sector in particular, this would have a $3.5 billion negative impact in the first year, a $5.5 billion negative impact on year two, and a $13.6 billion negative impact over the 10-year period. This is just not, this policy would not be based on science. It is certainly doesn't have the best interests of the people of Mexico or the farmers of Iowa. It's certainly not in any of their best interests, and we certainly hope that this proposed decree will not move forward.